Thank you so much for that lovely citation. Thank you to the Honorable Chief Minister, to the Kerala Media Academy, to Mr. Babu. And I see so many leaders of our industry, Shashi among them on stage, and so many of my colleagues in the audience. And it's really lovely to actually be part of a moment where you can remember what journalism was all about. I think we're going through days when we kind of forget that. And we don't even recognize sometimes the image that looks back at us from the television screens. I'm very honored to receive this award, not just because, quite honestly, every validation feels good, but also because I think that it is an acknowledgement of the fact that there is still room for grassroots reportage. We're constantly told that audiences don't have the attention span, that audiences only want to read or watch what pertains directly to their socioeconomic reality. And I think that the last 2 years, for me at least, a lot of people said, is this Barkha 2.0? And I always say, as I wrote in a book that I just wrote on reporting the pandemic also, that actually this is Barkha 1.0. And somewhere along the way, I think even I forgot why I had become a journalist. One got lazy, one got too comfortable. I think if a journalist gets too comfortable, yes, it's great that I could perform maybe, 6 out of 10 on autopilot. But it made me stop pushing myself. And I left television for many reasons. A disillusionment with the way the industry had taken shape was key among them, but also was a desire to stop being an employee and to own a little corner of the sky for myself. I think you can call it my midlife crisis, but as it's turned out, I feel freer, I feel more energetic than I had certainly felt in my last decade in television. I just want to make 2 points. One that I think all of you would agree, and I don't just talk about myself here, that especially in the first year of the pandemic, when the national lockdown took place and an estimated 100 million of our poorest citizens were hit by the pandemic, and you had absurd claims made by those in power claiming that there were no migrant workers on the road. As I drove by road, and I had to do it by road because there was no public transport open at the time, as I drove by road from Delhi to Kerala, and it feels like yesterday that I was stopped at the border of Kerala and I had called the Chief Minister's office to say, please let me into Kerala, and that was the fight I would actually have at every state border because there was so much confusion. What really struck me at that time was, where was big media? Where were the big television channels with all of their money, their resources, their satellite vans? They were simply not there. The best reportage on the pandemic was done by independent media platforms and by regional press and by local reporters. I think this point needs to be underlined, that TV, and there'll always be honorable exceptions, but by and large, TV, for reasons not known to me, completely missed the opportunity to shine in the first wave of the pandemic. The other point I want to make, and I think I would be failing in my duty if I were to not make that point, is, we all talk about how talking heads made television banal. One of the reasons I left is I love being a reporter more than anything else. And nobody believes me when I say I love being a reporter more than being an anchor. I would fight with my former colleagues at NDTV saying, I don't want to do shows. I just want to be out there telling a story. Unfortunately, we created a medium where anchors were rewarded over reporters, and that's where I think the decline in journalism began. When you, in the hierarchy of a newsroom, place a presenter ahead of a reporter, you are doing a disservice to journalism. But what worries me a lot now is the active participation of television channels in fomenting hate. I would be failing in my duty if I did not make this point from this stage, taking the risk of being disliked by many of my former colleagues in the television medium. I just feel it is my duty to make this point, that what we have seen in the last few weeks, the culpability of course belongs to political leaders and politicians, but that television channels have provided an enabling environment for active hate mongering, I think we must, as journalists today, call it out. It is our duty to call it out. We can't just sit back and say, this is being done by somebody else. These are our colleagues. These are people we know. There are many reasons for it. There are structural reasons. The revenue model of television is broken. There is some misreading of the audience to think that, news is theatrical entertainment. But TV channels today And some anchors in particular are actively participating in creating an enabling environment for hate. And I think the cost is being paid by our country and our people. The last point that I'd just like to make is that digital journalists are really trying to make a mark without big corporate funding, without big government funding. Literally, most of us are taking subscriptions directly from the audience. Of course, there are some sponsorships, our YouTube channels are monetized and so on. But that we are still not accredited. There's no official, you know, this is a media gathering, so you all know the benefits of an accreditation card. It is a recognition that allows you to access information. And let us not use this word access journalism like it's some bad thing. We all need to access people to talk to on and off record to be able to do our work. I would say governments are behind the time, if I may say so with respect, in not accrediting digital journalists, in not recognizing us officially. In fact, many times governments have asked us, you know, but how do we know there's so many of you there? Well, my colleague Dhanya Rajendran, one of the awardees for today, also a fellow Malayali, is the chairperson and founding editor of DigiPub, which is one of the digital associations that now has 93 platforms in it. So I think a start can be made, I think, by Kerala. I think Kerala Media Academy, I urge you to lead the way in being the first state to actually recognize independent digital storytellers. So I hope that will happen. And finally, I would be remiss in not saying that there are some brilliant journalists who were awarded alongside me. Some of them are my seniors in the profession. I grew up reading their bylines. I was shaped by them. And it is a special shout out to all of you for being part of this moment where, let's make no bones about it, there's some great journalism happening in this country, but it's getting dwarfed by the sort of giant tropes of hate and banality that we see on our TV screens. And it's time to take journalism back. So I'm very happy to be here. And thank you very much again for recognizing our work. Thank you.